Pope Benedict arrived in St. Peter's Square during a beautiful June Wednesday. A crowd numbering in the tens of thousands greeted the Holy Father, who arrived standing in a white car. A few weeks ago, the Pope announced a series of talks on the role of the apostles in the Church, and has begun his reflections on the individual apostles with Peter. That reflection continued on Wednesday.
In our weekly catechesis on the mystery of the Church's apostolic ministry, we have been considering the figure of the Apostle Peter. The name Peter was given to Simon, the son of John, by Jesus himself. In the biblical tradition, a change of name often accompanied a new mission. Christ wished to give Peter a special place among his apostles, and from the beginning, Peter often appears as their leader and spokesman. After he proclaimed the apostles' faith in Christ as the Son of God, Jesus made Peter the rock on which he would build his church. At the Last Supper, the Lord prayed for Peter, that his faith would not waver, and that he would confirm his brethren in faith. Peter was the first of the apostles to see the risen Lord, and he continued to exercise a preeminent role in the early church, as we see in the book of Acts. The ministry which Christ entrusted to Peter is a constitutive element of the church and is closely linked to the very source of her life, the Lord's Paschal Mystery, and its memorial in the Holy Eucharist.
After the audience, Pope Benedict received honorary citizenship from the Bavarian town of Altötting. This small town is famous for its Chapel of the Miraculous Image, one of the most visited shrines in Germany. The chapel is named for a 15th century legend involving the miraculous curing of a drowned child. The Pope received his honorary citizenship in a private ceremony. I'm Charles Collins.